Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What was your budget? Like, I was trying to think about it. So I had a couple jobs, but most of my jobs when I was, say, 21 years old, when Hot Wings and I were roommates in college, pretty much all the money I made was to pay our rent. And then because I didn't want my parents to pay for my rent because they had offered me to live at home all through school. And so when I didn't, I felt like it should be my responsibility. They never said that, but it felt like it should have been. I think a lot of people are that way. So after my two jobs, I had about $125 for food for the month and fun. That was it. And I felt fine for the most part. You know, you don't eat very expensive. And I wasn't, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Didn't drink a ton, drank enough. But when I couldn't afford it, I didn't. You know.
Yeah.
That's roughly what it was.
Yeah. My plan worked out good, even though it sucked, because I made $0. That's not true. But I made $5 an hour. And I think I got $5 at most.
Well, minimum wage was 5 1/4. That's what I was making.
So, yeah, when I first took that job, it was something right around there, $5, 5 1/4, whatever. And but I worked all the worst hours that everybody partied. So I made no money, when I graduated college, I had saved up $14,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Because I couldn't go out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I had classes throughout the week, and I was working full-time overnights. So I would have classes all day, then go to work from midnight to 5:30 every single day. And then on the weekends, I was working at a public radio station. So I was working 7 days a week, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so, and anytime I did have free time, nobody was doing stuff
then. Hot Wings was college rich, but didn't have any money to spend.
So,
didn't time.
But I still had zero budget, really, because then I graduated, you know, and I was I had just turned 23, and I agreed to move to a town 700 miles away for $18,000 a year.
Oh,
that was my salary. And so I didn't go out then either. We would go out to eat once a week. And usually we didn't even go to bar nights.
Hot Wings,
we
this
would
is
go
about
to,
college budgets.
We would go to Denny's.
Not bragging about how frugal you are.
Yeah.
Now, Ella Griff, she found time to spend her money. She is a barstool personality. Do we know that?
I think so, yeah.
And she revealed on one of their podcasts what she was spending a semester. And I'll bet it's more than most people spend on their expenses now as an adult with a house.
So you want to hear what happened when I was a senior? It was really f***ed up. I don't know how this went on for as long as it did, but it was kind of a free-for-all. And I started opening tabs. I was getting so hyped that I loved the bars
buying
at senior year.
Shots.
Just tables and I was like always shopping.
You buy tables on, like, from Roy's on his... For you those of you at home...
On her dad's card is what she what it said underneath. All right.
For you, those of you at home, the tables are pretty expensive.
I really don't know how I ever tried to justify that.
Every weekend?
No. It was but especially second semester is when it got crazy. Because there would be times where people are, I'm not going out. And I'm like, well, I'll open a tab and all of you can put your drinks on it if you come. Because people started turning to puns. And I was like, let's go. We're only here. No one's like slacking or going home early. Like, let's get the vibes up. Well, things got out of hand. And April, the credit card bill was $11,000.
For 1 month.
1 month.
$11,000 on booze?
For a college student.
Well, but part of it is because her stupid dad let that happen. Well, obviously. I mean, you know, if she's doing that month after month on a credit card, I mean, 11 was probably the highest, but you know before that it was 7 or 8 or...
I don't think you... Yeah, let's see what else she said.
Me.
Oh, my God. God bless your parents. God bless them.
I know.
My senior year, like last year, I probably spent probably about $20,000 on tables, alcohol. No.
Jesus.
Wait, you're saying just April it was 11,000?
Yeah, that's what she said, man.
Well, yeah, but he didn't have the lead in.
Oh, like, my God, dude.
No, I'm, like, sweating right now thinking about it. There, it was, like, maybe, like, 10 grand every month. Lowest, probably 5.
For the whole, like, your whole senior year?
My whole senior year, I probably spent.
Say it.
No, I don't. I really don't know. Maybe like 60 to 70.
Oh, my
thousand.
God.
$60,000 to $70,000 partying in her senior year. Now, I don't know what her life was like. Her parents may have been very wealthy.
I would assume so.
They may not have cared.
They must.
True.
They must. They've taught her nothing. So she has terrible parents.
But let's compare that to some of the people who saw that and commented. Someone named Gatman wrote, freshman year, I had legit no money and already used up my dining credits, so I would take the bus to Walmart and buy, at the time, 53-cent cans of plain chicken noodle soup that I had the viscosity of a month-old milk, and I would choke down one or two to a day to survive.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's all I had for months.
Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You used up your... I know that when I was in school, It wasn't dollar-based. Like, we had a meal plan. It wasn't dollar-based, but it was meal-based. So every time you went in there, it counted as a meal.
Or you got however many meals a week or however many a semester, depending on the thing that you got.
But, yeah, I mean, you could sit in there for 2 hours if you wanted to and just keep eating, and you didn't have to. It still just counted as one meal.
So that was pretty sweet,
Yeah.
This one, used to give plasma on Thursdays and go out and have to survive off BOGO Dollar McChickens until the next Thursday and repeat for the last month of school.
I would go home on either weekends or long breaks where, you know, it's Thanksgiving or holiday breaks or whatever. I'd go home and I'd work at the grocery store that I worked at in high school. I would just call them up and say, hey, I'm going to be home these weekends or whatever. And I would go work nonstop there just to stock up money for the school year.
Yeah.
And then would grocery shop at the Dollar Tree. And everybody would call me crazy, or they'd be like, that's not safe. Don't be doing that. And I was like, well, do you want to pay for my groceries?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
That's safe.
It's fine.
Safe about that.
Yeah.
Just got to check the due dates.
This text, I'd buy 2 tacos from Jack in the Box for 99 cents and then fill out a survey on the receipt while I waited for the first 2 tacos so I could get 2 more free. That was the way I would eat 2 meals.
Oh, wow. So you got instant free tacos if you filled out the survey.
Hot Wings and I used to both go at the time. Arby's, you could get 5 regular roast beefs for $5.
Yeah, the 5 for $5 deal, man.
I'd eat Arby's 4 days in a row, and it was awesome.
Well, and when they didn't have that deal, we would go to Meijer, which was the local grocery store, and we'd buy those 89-cent mega pizzas. Remember that? They were like cardboard with artificial everything. Like, who knows what was on it that was supposed to be pepperoni? I mean, they're terrible. But they were so cheap because, once I wasn't living in the dorms anymore and didn't have a meal plan, it was like, oh, my God. And or we would eat, we'd split a Little Caesars pizza, which at the time was like $4 or whatever it was. And
the best thing was Papa John's moved to town. It was a relatively new franchisee, and whoever owned the franchisee or the franchise loved the station and put our phone number. So at first we were getting a discount, and then he put our home phone numbers for all of the air staff in, so when you called, they'd give you either a discount or free pizza. But we were already eating so much pizza, we had a stack of boxes floor to ceiling. And so then it's like, I can't do that every time.
Yes, I can.
Oh, I was so torn. So I limited it to like 3 times a week. Not really, it was probably once a week. And then that would be enough. I mean, how much pizza can one person eat?
I honestly can't remember eating anything other than pizza. For the most part, there were days I would go into work and our friend Diane was working at Hotten now. And so she would give us like some free stuff. But our stack of.
You got McDonald's a lot, Hot Wings, because we used to make fun of you then for how slow you'd eat your fries. it was pretty normal. Quarter pounder or whatever.
Well, I did start getting it in the morning. Yeah. Between my 2 different work shifts, I would get the.
Asleep while eating your fries, catch up on your little face.
So tired all the time.
It was
so
downright tired. Dickensian.
Yeah, so tired. But yeah, our stack of Little Caesars, Hungry Howie's, Papa John's, and Pisano's.
Mm-hmm.
It was impressive. Floor to ceiling affair.
I doubt, Maitland, you shopped there. Kelly, what was yours like? Because you were on scholarship part of the time, right?
Some of it was scholarship. Some of it was like military grant, stuff like that. But I lived on campus for 2 years, off campus for the other 2 years. It was actually cheaper for me to live off campus mm-hmm. with a meal plan versus on campus. So once I kind of presented my parents with that, because my dad helped, he was like, okay, cool, we can do that. But I had to work. There was no questions asked. My parents were okay with helping me because I wanted to join sororities. You know, I wanted to do, if trips came available or whatever, I wanted to be able to afford my books.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, if I wanted spending cash for, you know, cheeseburgers, partying, house stuff, whatever, I had to have a job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was still paycheck to paycheck, though. I was working part-time at, like, a Sally's Beauty Supply, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't, I mean, my budget was just enough to be able to go get, like, Mexican food with friends once a week and to be able to afford, like, a bottle of wine once I was drinking and stuff like that. But I didn't have ready, available spending cash all the time. There were plenty of times where I was like, nah, friends, I can't do anything. I don't have any money.
Right. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about a woman on Barstool, Ella Griff, who said that her senior year, she spent $60,000 to $70,000 mostly on bar tabs, which is amazing. Like if we had known someone that spent $1,000 in a month, we would have thought they were crazy and the richest person in the world. Much less $10,000.
Yeah, would have just like thought they were stupid and going into massive debt. You know, like, what are you doing?
Hmm. It's crazy. Tommy was we got a text from Ann in Nashville. I sold my blood for $10 a time in college just to buy groceries. And this lady's buying tables. I don't even know what that means.
It was like 2 years after I had graduated. And I think a friend of mine that I ended up living with, he also graduated the same year I did. And he was going back to nursing school and he couldn't work while he was there. So he was working at some medical facility somewhere, but he left that job. And he was like, okay, I can, he figured out a plasma donating schedule to where, because they only let you do it however many times
every
or every
or
other
or
day or something
or
like that. And so he figured out a schedule where he was like, okay, if I go at this exact time on Monday, mm-hmm. I can go again Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And he would just rack it up and he would pay his rent with his plasma money.
Wow,
and then he would do that, version of Uber Eats where it's at grocery stores. I don't know if all of them have it shipped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where he would do that, but then his rating dropped below like a 4.5 and they fired him.
Oh,
okay.
That's not
I didn't realize you got so much for plasma. You could pay rent with, I mean, granted, you had to do it, what, 20 times a month?
Pretty big.
He had
commitment.
To do it a lot.
Tommy's a plasma giver, aren't you, Tommy?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You have been?
Yeah, I did it for a super long time. I've got 2 holes in both arms from the scars.
Jeez. And you did it to have spending money in college?
Oh, yeah. That was the only way I would do it. I would make about $450 a month doing that, which was pretty good, honestly. Good. And I could do it twice a week, and then they have deals, so I'd usually get about 110 or just under 100 a week. And that's what I used to buy my groceries and my gas. And when I'd run out of gas in one car, my gas station was across the street from plasma. So when I was getting real ballsy, I would just be like, all right, time to go fill up. But yeah, you could only do it 2 times a week. And I had that down to a T. Yeah. Yeah. That helped me out a lot. So thanks, blood. I call that my blood money.
Thanks, blood.
Thanks, blood.
Yeah.
Oh, you're my hero.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.